The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
The Bayou City, H-Town, where locals and transplants alike find opportunity. A sprawling metropolis of energy, oil, and medicine. The culinary capital of the Southwest. One of the largest and most diverse cities in the United States, it never ceases to impress. So, what unites Houstonians?
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our coverage of Houston Texans football. Here's the rush. Cloudy coming. Watt brings him down at the 25-yard line. DeAndre with the catch. Touchdown! You cannot write this. And this place is going crazy.
What is it about this city that draws its loyal fans and diehards to the gridiron we call NRG Stadium every single Sunday? I paid a visit to local sports historian Mike Vance downtown at the Heritage Society to explore those ideas. You're a Houstonian.
Yes.
When you talk to people from outside of the city, how do you describe it?
I like to open with the food. Mm-hmm. I think we're the best food city in America.
I'd agree.
For our purposes, we're also a football crazy town.
Why is Houston so laced up, so locked in, so in love with the game?
We got great weather, so you can play all year round. Sports are a big thing. I mean, it just becomes an inveterate part of everybody that's here. You know, it's just part of your DNA if you're a Texan.
True love sure is hard to find. True love sure is hard to find.
I was the co-curator of the exhibit and came up with a list of must-haves.
Yeah.
And with the Texans, more than anything else, there were certain players or moments that just had to be represented. Obviously, the Billy Miller,
sure,
the first win against the Cowboys, Arian Foster, Andre Johnson, mm-hmm, had to be in there. J.J. Watt had to be in there.
And the guy above him, that's his greatest catch ever, and it didn't count, which is too bad, but he still makes a lot of great catches. He's fun to watch, DeAndre Hopkins.
He is fun to watch.
Yeah.
And hopefully he'll have a ring.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, which is...
just got to get that quarterback, right?
Yeah, exactly.
This segment is brought to you in part by Reliant, an NRG company.
Oh, let's get it today, man. All day.
Whitney Merciless packs a punch on the practice field. It's part of his job. Off the gridiron, the Texans' starting outside linebacker is a connoisseur in the kitchen. So it's no surprise, he quickly developed a friendship with James Beard award-winning chef Chris Shepherd. Now, the two are business partners. This is incredibly unique. I mean, what is going on here?
Want to start that off?
Yeah, get it. Get it.
Chris, he came about the idea last year, brought me into the meeting, and he said, I got a really stupid idea. I said, I'm sold at Stoop.
Well, it seems like you've had fun at all your places, yeah. But why is this one a little different?
This is like if you were to come in and have dinner at my house. Mm-hmm. That's the exciting part for me. We've been wanting to do something together for a long time.
Yeah.
And how we were going to do that, this just kind of came into it. I mean, it started years ago when we've been cooking for him for a long time, you know, just his daily meals.
Yeah.
And
delicious.
It's been really fun because he'll eat anything. You know, he loves food and he's very knowledgeable about everything. You know, the day he came in, he was like, kimchi? Yes, I want more. And it was like, all right.
Here's an impossible question. 1 minute or less. Tell us the story of Houston food.
It is an impossible question. Houston is not a European city at all. So what we have is it's what we call is a new Creole area. Louisiana had that forever. It was where cultures kind of combine and become one, whether it be through the medical or the oil or the shipping or just geographically. We've become this melting pot in this city, and it's seamless, and it works.
Yeah.
And that is Houston. And it's eye-opening and delicious. You just have to be able to accept it and go out and try it. It's a beautiful time to be in this area if you just love people.
Tailgating. By definition, it quite simply refers to a social setting in which food is cooked and served from the back of a parked vehicle. It's found at just about any football stadium, from high school to the NFL. Houston is in a league of its own. You know about tailgating.
Oh, yeah.
Hamburgers and hot dogs are awesome, but that's been elevated.
Oh, yeah. The tailgating in the city is, there's nothing like it. The game day experience is fantastic in that stadium.
One time I saw a brontosaurus burger, or steak. You know, it's like the biggest steak I've ever seen, and there's pork chops, and there's bacon wrap. Dumb.
Yeah, these guys go all out. Those folks go all out. I mean, you can pop around to all these tailgates and you're like, what do you guys got today? And it's just like, we got this, we got this, we got this. And it's just like, you guys are doing that? Like, are you serious? Because I've got to judge the tailgater of the year a couple of times, and man.
Double-decker buses that are retrofitted.
What?
And, I mean, it's so much fun.
Man, I can't even take a Sunday off.
Wow.
Mom's
here. Awesome.
So, traditional steakhouse things, but just done in our way, if you will. This is how I would cook at home. Why can't we put that into a restaurant?
Seems kind of simple, right?
100%.
Food and football naturally bring people together. For Chris and Whitney, that family dynamic is one that they want to recreate for others to experience. You know, you've got parents from the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And you've got a little bit more worldly look at things, I imagine, food-wise, don't you?
Oh, yeah,
you?
No doubt. I grew up on Haitian food. Parents were from Haiti, and so, honestly, I mean, it's always rice, beans, pork, a lot of seafood, too, as well. So I'm always chasing that taste. It's just, you know, as a foodie, you're always looking for that knockout dish that's just like, oh my gosh, this is gonna keep me coming back every time. Food always brings people together, man. It's like you have this connection.
Yeah.
Just through the food, the dishes, if somebody cooks or something like that, it's just poured out their heart or so. Same just like with the games. We pour our hearts out every day and the fans can feel that.
How fortunate do you guys feel being able to do what you're doing?
Blessed, every day. I mean, every day that I wake up, I'm like, man, this is my life. If we can spread, you know, to share the love, everything, and, you know, spread our talents and share our talents as well. I mean, I think it's a good thing at the end of the day.
It's a lifetime of work, though, to get to this, you know.
But that's what makes it so good.
Yes, it's two paths that run next to each other, but we've managed to bring them together.
Galveston Bay, a body of water rich in history and stocked with fish. Today, I was waist deep in it for some Gulf Coast wade fishing. I rode along with the most skilled fishermen on the Texans roster, all-pro punter Shane Leckler and his brother Derek. Together, they've been fishing for as long as they can remember, and the sport has been a lifelong hobby.
Another slick just popped right there.
Oh, here we go.
One to nothing.
I'm talking about you and me. We're saying we must be free, but still it's a mystery. We're still not moving. You and me, I'm telling you what we can't be, but I'm telling you we can't be.
God.
See this?
Fishing's not one of my strong suits, so I'll stick to my day job. Nevertheless, I could not complain about spending time on the water. A bad day fishing beats a good day at work. And we got to catch up on one of our favorite subjects, Texas football. The Leckler brothers have fond memories of their high school playing days, Shane at East Bernard, and Derek as part of the late 90s dynasty in Sealy.
So you two are about as qualified as any to talk about high school football in Texas.
You know, we can speak for small town high school football, which I think that's kind of where it's at. It wasn't really viewed like my team against their team or our, you know, it was the town against the other town. When the buses left town, so did everybody else. The bank closed at noon on a Friday. Derek was, you know, their team there in Sealy, they won back-to-back state championships, and he was part of the group that won four in a row, and that's getting it done.
We played in the Astrodome quite a bit.
What was that like?
That was cool. Turf sucks, but it was crazy because you'd be in a...
Get him, Drew!
There you go. Did you miss him? You know, you'd be playing in a game where there was another team that had just played before. There's somebody coming after. There'd be 30,000 people there watching, you know. That was crazy.
Football in the state of Texas is the real deal. As a kid from small-town East Bernard, Shane was able to experience that firsthand through his college days at Texas A&M and into the NFL. Now, playing for the Texans in front of the Houston crowd, he feels right at home.
Leckler gets the punt.
What a
snap
punt.
On target. Woo. What a punt by Shane Leckler.
Shane, when you signed with the Texans, how great was it to be able to come home and play?
Being able to come home was, you know, was perfect. Just the ability or the availability of being able to come home and play in Houston, in my hometown, in front of my family, friends that I grew up with, that was, that was kind of the perfect setting for me. And I couldn't ask for anything better. You know, I'm home, living in my own house and not splitting time six months. And it was a perfect situation.
Hello, hello, and I say hi, welcome to the show.
Football's been a prominent part of Houston for over a century. Today, we're taking a visit down memory lane with Rice University alum, Vancouver native, and defensive lineman for the Houston Texans, Christian Covington.
As far as the academic side of things, how did that prepare you for what you do on a daily basis, you know, in season in the NFL?
Football itself is a physical battle, it's a strategic battle, it's a mental battle.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to, you know, come to a school like Rice and, you know, be accustomed to the way that, you know, academics played a huge role in being able to be successful on the field and off the field, you know, I just took that with me, you know, when I came to the Texans. You know, it helped me develop my, you know, habitual skills when it came to, you know, my playbook studying, my film study, and everything with regards to, you know, any aspect of studying, you know, game film.
I bet he'd be pretty proud of you right now.
I think so, too.
Here's the snap. Dalton with a little time now. Pocket collapsing now. Going to be sacked. Christian Covington with the sack.
Covington is a true student of the game. Now a veteran defensive lineman for the Texans, he harkened back and thought about his first days as a Houstonian.
What was your first impression of football in the city when you got here?
I don't know how these football players survive in this heat. Honestly, that was my first thing.
What about the culture? I mean, as far as you go around town, Friday nights, you've been to high school games around here.
Yes, I have.
What's the biggest difference from home?
I know the biggest game that I ever played in was my my high school championship game. That was 5,000 people.
Right.
I go to Cinco Ranch. I go to Katie Taylor. I'm seeing triple that.
Yeah.
See all these people just, you know, come together for, you know, the love of, you know, the, such a beautiful game like football. You know, it's incredible. They take a lot of things seriously, and, you know, football is one of those things that they take seriously.
This is a nice place to be, huh?
Oh, it is.
What's it like being back now that you're in the NFL?
It's amazing, you know. A lot of memories out here, a lot of memories at the school, a lot of memories right out here on this field. So, and, you know, I try to come back as often as I can.
Yeah.
It's actually my first game back.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, sir.
Do you get to come back at all, though, and walk around campus some? Or?
I do.
Yeah?
I really do.
What's it like when you're back? I mean, you get, I imagine you get noticed, right?
I try to remain inconspicuous.
I had to. You set me up once. How about on game day? What is unique about NRG Stadium being a player?
I would have to say just the interaction of these fans. It's really a fan base unlike any other. You know, a lot of Houstonians, they are true fans in the sense that they're going to ride with you and they're going to be there to the very end. And if you're having a winning season, you know they're not bandwagon. It's a city that loves football. It's needed football. It's a true, genuine love that you're feeling from these people. It's unlike any other feeling in the world.
Welcome to Dickinson High School, home of the Gators, the essence of small-town high school football. Joining me today is sports analyst, commentator, Heisman Trophy-winning quarterback, and Dickinson native, Andre Ware. What was a Friday night like in Dickinson when you guys are at your peak? I mean, you're on some good teams.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, the entire goal was to play. We didn't call it the varsity. We called it the big team. Yeah. You wanted to play on the big team on Friday nights because this town would literally shut down.
Yeah.
I mean, if you didn't have what you needed by 6 o'clock, forget about it, because everything was shutting down and everybody was making their way to the stadium. And you were playing for the community. And so that Friday night, when it shut down and the lights came on and popped on Friday night, if you came into the pit, you were in for a surprise. And we didn't lose very much at home. I remember standing right in that corner after a workout in the summer when Coach Ferris told me that one day you're going to be an All-American. And I had no idea what that meant at the time. I think I had to go home and look it up. And, you know, a few years later, that actually happened when I got to the University of Houston. But it started right in that corner where he planted the seed. And for me, that moment right there was significant.
Significant indeed. After he left Dickinson, Andre went on to play at the University of Houston as their starting signal caller, and he went down in the record books as one of the greatest college quarterbacks ever in football history. He won the Heisman Trophy in 1989 and was later inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2004. Nowadays, you're up in the box, you're calling games. You're so lucky you get to do what you love, talk about what you love.
On Texans games, I'm walking by as I'm coming into the stadium and you see the fans tailgating and the interaction and the Go Texans as they see you making your way into the stadium. That's what it's all about. That's the true thirst and love for the game at its purest form and the support that they have and love for their teams.
So this is the guy that...
This is the man right here. It was a big influence on my life. We talk regularly. We text quite a bit. And, you know, it's pretty much like dad right there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't make a decision, a life decision, without at some point, not so much calling him, but what would he think?
I want to check out this jersey they got here. This is pretty cool. It's fancy.
Yeah, it did that for me a few years ago and way back.
I got to see this one.
This one's got the color to it.
Did you actually play in this jersey?
I actually played in this jersey, and I put it on this morning.
Yeah?
And I wonder how pads ever fit under that thing because it fits too well right now. Yeah. That's the legend right there. I'm almost getting emotional with, you know, seeing the two jerseys side by side because this guy was one hell of a football player. And maybe, you know, to this day is legendary in this state and certainly in this town. In the community, people know who Donnie Little is. You find someone you want to be like, and that was the guy. Yeah. And whatever Donnie did, that's what I wanted to do.
Football is a key thread in the fabric that is Houston culture. That cloth was frayed for a bit, but in 2002, the Texans reignited a love for the game, and they've developed it into something greater, something deeper. We're a young franchise, but a hungry one. We have loyal and raving fans. We are Texans. Professional?
Yep.
What's going on here?
Man, I'll tell you what, Drew, it all started back in 2012. Actually, it started in 2011 after the first time the Texans went to the playoffs. All 32 teams. There's a couple extras. I'm a native Houstonian, so we have the Houston Oilers, and we got two Texan helmets.
Yep.
Sometimes during the playoffs, we'll actually take the helmets of the two opposing teams. We'll match them up, set them in front of the TV. And it just kind of makes for the theme of everything.
So this is Texan Central.
This is Texan Central.
Why do you love the Texans?
You know, with our guys right now, during their prime.
Yep.
You know, you look at guys like, you know, JJ.
I'm a big Brian Cushing fan.
Marcellus, he can pump him up too. Yes, he can.
Yeah.
McKinney. Yeah. Clowney. Look at Clowney now.
Oh, he's a monster.
Kareem Jackson. He's not a rookie no more.
No. He'll hit you too. What about you? Why do you love the Texans?
This team's full of talent, and I know we can win a Super Bowl if we could go really far.
Just know we're on the cuff. We're going to make it.
I'm glad everybody came out. We appreciate it, guys. We're going to have a good season this year.